following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in James chapter 5. As I mentioned before, this may take us a while. And so we're going to begin in James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. If you have access to a Bible, go and find it, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there, but especially I'd love for you to go and click on the link that says contact us and send us a note. Let us hear from you where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, these prayer journals are just a little notebook that'll easily fit into a shirt pocket or into your purse or maybe a Bible case. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and as the prayer requests are mentioned, I'm able to write them down and pray for people all week long. And what's great is to be able to go back through that list and check things off as God has answered those prayers. And He will answer those prayers, as you'll see in our Bible study here in the book of James. So go to the website, Consider His Word, contact us that way. Or you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now you can also write to us. Now, I want you to pay attention because our address has changed a little bit. The numbers have changed in our address. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550. That's 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we started this series in the book of James last week, and if you'd like to go back and hear that message, you can hear them at the website again at considerhisword.org. Let's read the text, James chapter 5. I'm going to begin reading at verse 13. And we're going to pick up kind of where we left off last week. So James, writing to the church, he said the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad, as the church had been scattered because of persecution, now the pastor of that church is writing his people and encouraging them about prayer. Verse 13, James 5:13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults to one another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. In verse 13, what we looked at last week was the individual prayer, where he said, if is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Or, as it's written in the original, If is any among you afflicted, pray. Or if you're merry, psalms. Sing psalms. Give God glory and praise Him. Now, I want you to notice that no one else is involved here. He didn't say, call somebody to pray with you. He didn't say, call somebody to pray. He said, you pray. And you must get into a habit, into a lifestyle, actually, of talking to the Lord, of praying. We mentioned before that in the Old Testament, often they would pray three times a day, morning, noon, and night. We go back to Psalm 55. We talked about that. Or it is Psalm 55, verse 17, says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. And so, whether it's three times a day or whether it's all day long, again, Paul said, pray without ceasing. You see, this is the relationship we have with Christ, that we can talk to him any time of the day, anywhere we are, any place we are. Sadly, many people think that they have to be in a particular place, in a church, to pray. And God's only going to hear them when they pray at that church. Or many believe that only certain people can pray, like pastors or other church leaders. But anyone can pray. You can pray. And he said, if you're afflicted, pray. If you're merry, sing psalms. Now, psalms, singing psalms, is a form of prayer, of praise, giving praise and worship to the Lord. But I want you to notice something else in verse 14, where he went on and said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Here we have a united prayer of several people praying together. I believe this happens when we're in church, when we pray together, or when we pray in groups with people, or at prayer meetings, or at appropriate times. You know, when someone asks us to pray, and we can gather people around and pray for them at that moment, like he said here, when someone is sick. Many times we have taken several people from our church and gone to see someone who was sick and who is ailing. Maybe it was even at the hospital. And together, we prayed for them, and like he said here, we pray over them. Here on our property, sometimes we have people come and stay here. We have some RV sites on our property, and we have a prophet chamber on our property, and nearly everyone who comes before they leave, we together pray for each other. And so we have here, sometimes it's called corporate prayer, when we pray together. When you're at church and the pastor says, let's bow our heads, and you pray together, or maybe on Wednesday night, or some other night at a prayer meeting, and you take those prayer requests. How many times I remember going to people's homes where we would gather together a number of people and we would pray. Now, we're going to talk about this sick people, and we're going to talk about the anointing of oil, and we're going to get all of that a little bit later. But what I want you to see now is that in verse 13, it's him pray, one person. In verse 14, it's them pray. And so many are praying. This verse particularly mentions when someone is sick, that we pray with them or we pray over them. Notice it's with or over, not just for them, but praying together. How many times have you been in those little prayer meetings? It doesn't have to be at church. If something's going on, maybe someone's sick in your home, call for people to come. Call for the elders. As he mentioned here in James chapter 5, verse 14, pray for the elders, pray for the pastors of your church. And I guarantee you call your pastor, he's either going to pray with you then or have somebody come to pray. He said, let them pray. Many years ago, when I was still in Bible college, several friends and I left Bible college and to drive back to my hometown. I did not have my car yet at college, and we were going to drive to my home and pick up my car. I think if I remember right, it was over Thanksgiving vacation. And so the person that was driving had this old beat-up van. In fact, it didn't even have any seats in it. It had a front seat and a passenger seat, and we borrowed some seats that we put in the back, just some old wooden rickety chairs. There were four or five of us on that trip, if I remember correctly, and we were driving at night. Some of us had jobs, and we couldn't leave until later at night. And so we were driving into the night. And it had to have been around perhaps 1 or 2 in the morning when one of the guys said, I need to find a restroom. I need to find a bathroom. And there wasn't any around. I mean, we were out on a lonely, empty Kansas highway. And so we pulled over and shut the van off, and several of the guys went around behind this building. There was nobody there. The thing is, when they came back to the van, we got ready to go, turned the key, and there was nothing. The battery was dead. We didn't know what to do. I mean, this was a day before there were cell phones. Where we stopped, there was no phone there. There was nobody we could call at that point. We didn't know what we were going to do. And so we talked about it and talked about a few options. One talked about walking, but listen, again, it was late at night, and nobody wanted to go out walking on that highway at that time of night. Maybe I should even say in the morning. And so we gathered around in the back of that van. It's one of those days, nights, I guess I'll never forget, because we gathered around in the back of that van and we said, well, let's pray. We serve an almighty God who can do anything. Let's pray. And so we sat in them old rickety wooden chairs in the back of that van, and we began to ask God what we should do. We prayed for wisdom. We prayed that God would help us, that God would protect us. Each one of us together went around in a circle and we prayed. One prayed that God would just start the van, that we could get to our destination. And so I guess we probably prayed 15 or 20 minutes, maybe more. I don't really know. We were concerned. We were a little scared. And so the guy in the van, the driver, climbed up into the driver's seat, turned the key, and that van started right up. It was one of those times that you knew God had answered prayer. And it was one of those times that we prayed together. Let them pray. So in verse 13, it's him pray. It's the individual. In verse 14, it's people praying together. I know many who have a prayer group, and they meet from time to time as they pray together. Now, I want you to notice also that in prayer, that it's got to be a prayer, he said, of faith. In verse 15, he said, the prayer of faith will save the sick. We must pray believing. This was a promise from Jesus. He said, in all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. Believing what? I think it's a couple of things. Believing that God is there, believing that God is, and that he hears us when we pray. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe when we pray that we've got to pray that God is, not that if. How many times have you seen someone, and he's praying, maybe, I've seen it, I guess, perhaps on movies and things, and they'll say, God, if you're up there, that's not believing. That's kind of hoping that maybe he's there and maybe he's not. But we pray believing. The prayer of faith, he said, will save the sick. And so we must pray believing that God is and that he hears us just like he promised. It's the prayer of faith. You know, this comes from Hebrews chapter 6, the great Hebrews chapter 11, the great hall of fame of faith. And we pray believing. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.